Good morning, church. Thank you, the worship team, for the last two songs, because it's given me some peace. Yeah. I'm speaking about the name of Jesus. That's why I've said that, because those two songs sort of reminded me why I've chosen to talk about the name of Jesus. So thank you, Pastor Mark and the elders, for the opportunity to stand before the church this morning. And thank you for everyone for coming and listening to you. So we'll be talking about the name of Jesus, but I'll just start with this introduction. I was out with my friend some weeks ago, and we had this lady call this girl Delilah, and I thought, why? And why I'm sort of like trying to reason that my friend has already broken out in song, you know, why Delilah? And I'm like, we're in trouble here, because we can't just be, you know, singing this child's name. But it got me thinking, and it's later she's saying to me, oh, was that not the Delilah who tempted Sam? I'm like, yeah. Don't you remember the song first? But there we are. So there's something about names. And I started thinking about my name. My name's at birth. It's quite long. It's a Yingaisom. It's a very long name, about 9 letters. Udum, which is where the Yudis come from, Demaro. And I was thinking of my name, and my first name is so much about me. It's like, I think my parents had the Holy Spirit that day when they decided to give me that name. Because that name is just me. It means my own is enough for me. You know, I'm not bothered about what other people have. I'm just content with mine. And I'm like, yeah. But I didn't like the middle name. I'm a twin, so it's like one's gone before me, I'm the second one. So literally the name means back. But I always thought it just meant backward, you know, like bad luck, you know, bad spirit, whatever. Because there was a time in my life it just wasn't happening. And I thought that name my parents gave me, what a name. But as the years have gone by, I've come to realize it wasn't backward. While I was preparing this, I thought backbone. Because I've looked back in my family and I can say that, you know, not boasting or anything, but I am some backbone there. They need me. My family really need me, so I'm not backward. So there is something about a name. There's a name on so many lips, and that name is Jesus. You know, people swear by that name. People mock that name. We praise him in that name. You know, if anything, someone is going to say it's like Jesus, and then if it's so serious, Jesus Christ. You know, if someone is afraid, Jesus. If we're surprised, Jesus. If someone jumps out of a cake, it's Jesus. You know, that name is called over and over and over with no respect many times. But the name of Jesus comes with power. There's something about that name. It's not just a name. If you think of it, I Googled some names like Mark, the God of War. Well, I guess that comes strength. Miriam, Mary, the same, wish for child. Susan, there are loads of Susans. Lily, nice names. So a name means a lot. You know, like, I remember I thought of Jackie Kennedy, I couldn't call the name, or Narcissus, if I've called that properly. Now, I don't know what her maiden name was, but every time I remember, that's the name I remember, because it's how powerful the name was. You know, she's added the Kennedy and the, you know, so her maiden name doesn't even matter so much. And if you're going to remember her, that's the way you will remember her. Now, okay, if we look in 1 Chronicles 4:9-12, there's a young man there whose name is Jabez. You know the meaning of this guy's name, and his mother gave him this name. It's not friends or, you know, other people. I bore you in sorrow. Wow. You know, like, everywhere he goes, he has to remember, you know what? Oh, my God. My mom, when she had me, there was so much drama. Oh, it was all going wrong. She bore me in sorrow. What a name to be running by and telling. What's the meaning of your name? Oh, she bore me in sorrow. And names do stick, don't they? Names stick. You know, even when teachers call names in school, authorities, managers, oh, you're lazy, you're useless, you're whatever, whatever. names stick. Eventually, people start, you know, believing those names that, oh, yeah, I'm not good enough, I'm useless. Yeah, that's what everyone says. So I'll say to young people, don't let anyone label you. Don't give you wrong names. Just brush them off. Like this young man, what did he do? The Bible says that he cried to God. You know, he's like, I don't like this name. And I'm sure maybe there was so much sorrow going with him wherever he went. The Bible says he cried to God. He said, Jabez cries to the Lord of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. That means he must have gone through so much pain in his life. His mom has gone through so much pain, and what did she do? Pass it on to him. You know, instead of saying, you know what, I've had so much drama, but you're not going to have it, she passes it on to him. So he would have continued and passed it on to, not, you know, his children, but he said, it stops here. I'm changing my name. And the Bible says that God granted his requests. So we don't need to go by names that people have, you know, silly names they've given us. We don't need to. We don't need to go, oh, well, you know. And sometimes people say, oh, my dad was that, so I'm going to. No, you don't need to. If he was bad, you don't need to. It's a name. You have to, like, you know, walk in your own name. Now, I like to watch The Doghouse. I don't know if anyone does. Well, it's about, if you haven't watched it, it's about, I don't know, rescue dogs, and people, you know, come to this house and they choose a dog for them, and they decide if they will take the dog home or not. And all these dogs, they've been given names, of course, in this refuge place. But when most of the people take the dogs home, they change their names. And I thought, that's interesting. Because it's a way of saying, like, you know, the past is past. Let's, whatever your name was, now you're in this new home with love and all that the dog needs. So we'll give you a new name. So there is power in a name. Before Jesus was born, Jesus' name was announced. If we look at Isaiah 9, verse 6, it says, for us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And this was in the old time. This is not even coming into, you know, this is a long time before Jesus was born. He was already announced. You know, this name Jesus that is like on everyone's lip for whatever reason is a very important name. It's not just a name that's just for, you know, the fun of it. That many people answer Jesus. I didn't even know that. No, I think I've heard a footballer answer Jesus, but it's a very common name in the Spanish speaking culture. And the name Jesus has come from Joshua. Then if you go into the Hebrew, I'm not good with Hebrew, I'll just stop at Yeshua and, you know, Yahweh, the God who saves. So the name Jesus is a very, in the time of Jesus, there were so many Jesuses as they are now, so many people that answered that name Jesus. And that's why when they said in Matthew 21:11, Jesus is distinguished by the Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee. You know, it's not, they said the prophets, they didn't, because there are so many of them, but this particular Jesus, the one we're talking about, is the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. It's not just any other random Jesus. This Jesus is very special. And when Mary was pregnant, if we check in Matthew 1:21-23, the angel came to Joseph, said, don't let Mary go. Don't, you know, she's going to have a child, and his name shall be called Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's the first thing. So when we start calling that name, we have to know him. We have to be saved. The rest, you know, like we'll say in Nigeria, is jara, extra. You know, he will heal you, he will save, he will deliver you, he will provide for you. All those are great, but you first have to know Jesus as your Savior, and then you tap into the rest of it. Because that's the reason why he came. That's why this Jesus is different. He came to redeem us from our sins. He came to save us, to give us a new hope, a new life. Sometimes I wonder, if I didn't know Jesus, I couldn't even imagine that I'll leave it there, what my life would be like, you know. And this child is called Emmanuel. Where is little Emmanuel? Somewhere in there, okay. God with us. So that's another name. Jesus has so many names. Like Max said last week, the name of Jesus is not just a name. It carries weight. That's why it's powerful. See, even when we sing the name of Jesus, he heals, he delivers. That song makes me, you know, want to always jump. It makes me excited. Though today I was nervous, I had to sit down because I felt like my legs were going. But that name Jesus is so powerful. I can't even begin to explain it, but it is. I remember times when, and I don't know if anyone has experienced something like that, when like you sleep and you feel as if something is pressing on, I don't know, they say call it sleep paralysis or something. Well, I didn't call my mother's name or my father because they're miles away anyway, and they're in their 80s now, they couldn't even save themselves, let alone me. It's Jesus. And you know, you keep calling whatever. I remember even when I've been in like sleeping and you've had certain dreams and you're just calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But if it's not there, you can't call a name you don't know. You're going to call someone else's name. That name Jesus has to be there so that whatever you're facing says, when I'm afraid, I will call on your name. The Bible says, call on me in the day of trouble, I will answer. That's what the Bible says. But we don't always have to wait until it's a day of trouble anyway. He says, call on me, you know, I will show you great and mighty things. If you want direction, that's the name to call. You're a young person, you're not sure, what do I do, what do I study? That's the name, go to him. But it has to become a habit so that even when you have any issue, you just call, because it becomes something that is in you. You're just like, what do I do next? You know, sometimes I call my family and I can't reach them. I'm like, call my brother, call my sister. It's like, where is everybody? I need them now. And then I think, well, it's not that they're ignoring me. But when you call Jesus, I know sometimes it sounds like you don't get like an immediate answer, but call. It will come. It will come. Just call on that name. People are nice to help you and all that, save you, but sometimes they can't. Not because they don't want to, they just can't, or they don't have the resources to do it. But that name Jesus, it saves, it delivers, it restores. I could go on and on about what that name does. Jesus' name is not just a name. If we look at Philippians 2, 6 to 11, it talks about how God so highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. Just like we sang in the song. You know, Jesus died on the cross. He was born of a woman and he died on the cross. He took our sins upon him. And what did God do? Because of how he humbled himself, because of the obedience to the word of God, you know, he went and died on that cross. God said, you know what? I'll give you a name. He said that name in heaven, in it and under the earth. I don't know what's under there, whether it's those who have passed or there is more there, I don't know. But I believe it's those who have passed. It said that your name is greater than every other name. And Jesus goes by so many names. It all depends on what you believe. He'll be your provider. He'll be your healer. He's wonderful. He's all that it is. But you have to believe it for it to be what it is. Because of his character and his qualities, we call him, who's got one? The sheet, please. Thank you. What have you got? Amen. Thank you. Who's got two? What have you got, Marian? Amen. Who's got three? Oh, what have you got? Well done. Who's got four? What have you got? Everlasting Father. Who's got five? Oh. Amen. Yeah, that was solid. Who's got six? Lord of Lords. Amen. Who's got seven? Amen. Yeah, that's like Susan, Lily. Who's got eight? Prince of Peace. Amen. Who's got nine? The great I am. Thank you. Who's got 10? Thank you. Who's got 11? Amen. Who's got 12? Thank you, Chloe. Messiah. Thank you, Chloe. Thanks, everyone, for volunteering. Well, I don't know. Sue gave it to you. Did you volunteer? Voluntarily? I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that's the way. The Bible says, how majestic is his name. So the question is, why is the name of Jesus so important? You know, why is that name like on everyone's lips, even those who don't believe it? The first one is salvation. Romans 10:13 tells us, whosoever. Everyone qualifies, everyone here, irrespective of your height, how much you've got in your bank, irrespective of how big your house is, irrespective of your race, your gender. It says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's the only name that saves. No other name will save you except the name Jesus. No other name. Whatever. In Africa, we've got so many gods. And so many, and I remember even as a child, my parents, you know, when so many were worship and brought all these things home and hang them over your neck and all this business, some at the door. They didn't save us. My family was, we were just losing people left, right, and center until we came to the one who is all-knowing. So I can tell you from experience that nothing else saves is the name of Jesus that saves. It delivers, it restores, it will forgive everything. The second one is that the name of Jesus for forgiveness of sins, that's the name. It's Acts 10:42-43. And it says that just believe and your sins are forgiven. Simples, like, is it the Meerkat say or one of those advert? Simples, like the, with the S behind it. All you need to do is just believe and your sins will be forgiven. You just have to believe. There's not. You don't have to bring money. You don't have to pay for it. You can't even pay for it. I'm that kind of person that if we had to work for our salvation, I would have paid for it. I would have, you know, whatever job needed doing. But thank God I don't have to, because it wouldn't have been enough. The Bible says that our righteousness is like a filthy rag. Can you imagine your righteousness where you think, oh, I'm so good, I'm so great, I help everyone, I give my money to charity, I do that and I do the other. The Bible says it's like a filthy rag. Not just a rag, a filthy one. And I can imagine how filthy that rag is. That's what the Bible says our righteousness is like. But if you call on the name Jesus, you will be saved. You believe that name, you will be saved. Next one is baptized in the name of Jesus. Well, we're having baptism coming soon. That's in Acts 2:38. And it says that, repent and be baptized, every one of you. First repent before baptism. In the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're having baptism soon. So when that pool is open and, you know, we're dunking people in, if ever anyone says, I baptize you in the name of Pastor Reverend Mark Thomas, everyone leave the church. Refuse to be baptized if you're... So they say we should baptize you in the name of the Father. And that's in Matthew 28:19. Say we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that's Why? That baptism. And baptism is like a barrier. That's what it is. It's symbolic of a barrier. You're going in and coming out a new person. You're going in, leaving your sins behind, everything you've ever been, whatever. In short, the bigger your sins, the better you should be running to God rather than running away from him, because he's happy to have you. Because one thing I've noticed, most people who have done so many like wrong things, when they come to Jesus, their testimonies are mind-boggling. Anyone they see on the way, as long as you are a living thing, they will tell you about Jesus. You know, because they know him for real. They've been on the other side and they've come on this side, and they're telling you that there's nothing there. Just hold on to Jesus. So we're baptized in the name of Jesus. You know, that proper put you down, not the sprinkling. Is we're baptized in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. That's why we say in Jesus' name. That's the name we pray, not in my father's name or my mother's name. It's the name of Jesus. If we look at John 14, 13 to 14. And I will do whatsoever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. That's the word of God, not mine. You just need to ask. Go to him and say. The Bible says that we do not receive because we don't ask. If we look down in John 15:23-24, it says, if we don't ask, that's why sometimes we're not receiving. It's not that the Lord doesn't know what we want. He knows. He knows when you don't have money in your pocket. He knows when you don't have money in your bank account. He knows when you don't have a job. But he's saying, come to me and ask. And when I was doing this, I thought of it. I've got friends and family. They know if they just present a problem to me. Oh, I need what? I'm like, quickly, I'm jumping out, solving the problem. And sometimes I'm like, why don't they just say, oh, help me, I need your help? Because then I feel like I've done them a favor. And I feel like somehow they owe me, you know. But rather they just come and say, oh, I've got that problem. And then I'm like, I'll solve it. I'll come help you. I'll babysit or whatever. And I'm thinking, but just be bold and just ask me a direct question. So I thought, well, I think that I'm not Jesus, but I think it somehow relates. He knows, but he wants you to say, this is what I want. Sometimes you want your children to come to you and say what they want. You don't just want, even though you know what they want, you're like, I'll wait. When they come, I'll give it to them. So that's what Jesus is saying. He says, come to, you know, ask of me, and I will give it to you. We speak in the name of Jesus for healing and miracles. Acts 3:6, it says, Peter and John at the beautiful gate. Hello? Oh, couldn't hear myself. Can you hear me? Oh, okay, sorry, I couldn't, my voice. Peter and John at the beautiful gate, they said, silver and gold have we, don't have silver nor gold, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. You know, it's the name. Silver and gold would not even have, you know, healed the beggar. It would have just given him money for another day, and he would be at the gate the next day. But imagine being healed in the name of Jesus. His life changes. Now he can go and get a job. So healing and miracles is in the name of Jesus. It's not in the name of, yeah, I know we have great doctors out there. And yes, it's true. Anytime I'm going into hospital, I say, God, you know, I know they've got the expertise and all that, but it's not about all the medication. Well, it helps, but it's not about that, you know. So healing and miracles are in the name of Jesus. Giving thanks is in his name. That's Ephesians 5:20. Now, when you've got your very long list of give me, give me, give me, and God has answered all your give me, can you also remember to give thanks in his name? Lord, I thank you in your name. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me blah, 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 blah. Protection is in the name of Jesus. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. And that's in Proverbs 18:10. I know I've got a lot of scriptures, but that's just me. I like to back up what I'm saying. So Proverbs 18:10, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We all need protection. And when we need protection, we go for something higher. That's why we're like, the police, someone is at my gate. But the Bible is saying the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's a name to put our faith and our protection in. Casting out demons. Now, I've left this for the last because you need to, you know, you can't just do this one as in like, you know, I'm going. You really need to know what you're doing. So you don't go telling somebody you're casting demons out and you come say you descend you. So, but in the name of Jesus, that's the name that we cast demons out. In Luke 10, 16 to 19, when Jesus sent his disciples out two by two, they came back and they were like, wow. So even the demons, you know, they bow down to that name. And he said, I saw Satan falling like lightning. I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you or harm you, rather. That's the name we go in. So whatever you're doing, always go in the name of Jesus. Don't go in someone else's. My pastor, I'm here in the name of Pastor Mark. It won't work. You have to go in the name of Jesus, because Pastor Mark gets his backing from the name of Jesus. It's not just him going out there. So Mark 16, 17 to 18 also shows us that the authority he has given us, the authority we have is from the name of Jesus. Jesus has given us that authority. The name of Jesus is his power, is his presence, is his authority. There's so much in that name. It's not a magic word. The name of Jesus is not a magic. There's a lot that goes in. The name of Jesus is his purpose, that he has come to save us. It's his power, you know. It's all that Jesus sees, the authority. And he says, I've given you authority. Just imagine, I thought of it like, as a child, I've got part of my father's DNA. I can talk about my father because I know he is my father. He's given me some kind of authority. I can go and say, oh, my father said, to somebody who knows my father. And they'll be like, oh, is that what he, oh yeah, okay. You can have that or whatever. Same kind of way Jesus has passed on that. He's not here anymore. He's given us that authority. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit in us. When he was going, he said, I send you a comforter. I give you, you know, strength. All that we need is in that name. The name of Jesus is a weapon of warfare. You know, when we're praying, I don't know if you've gone to some prayer meetings. I know you've been hearing, that's like the machine gun sound. I think that's how I could relate to the, but it's a weapon of warfare. I'll leave that there. The name of Jesus is a weapon of warfare. When we're crying to God, when we're praying to him, we're calling in that name. When the devil has stolen from you, you know, sometimes we're in a kind of situation where when you pray, I think when you finish, you will know that you prayed. I can't explain it, but there's a day where you're like, oh, Jesus, thank you. And then there is a day when it's all happening and it looks like it's all going wrong. And you go to him and you say, today, whatever it is, Satan, I'm taking back what belongs to me. You see, I didn't even intend to put power behind my voice, but that has happened. Because on a day like that, you will be screaming at him. If someone comes to steal from you, even if there's no one around, you don't say, oh, go away, you thief. You're shouting, thief, thief, go away, go away. Even though there's no one around you. The same way when the devil has stolen from us, we need to go back and take him by force. So there are times the prayer has to change. It's not, oh, no, 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 no. Just give it volume. Let him know that I have got the authority. I'm not, you know, you're not taking any more from me. I'm remembering instances where I've had those kind of prayers and I'm like, no more. It ends today. And it does come to an end because by then you have had enough. So we pray in that name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. We take that authority and we use it. He says we will trample on snakes and scorpions and nothing shall harm us. There's authority in that name, Jesus. Now you need to know the name to use it. There were seven Jews who used the name of Jesus. And the devil said to them, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? And the Bible says that he whipped them. I don't know. I've written the verse somewhere. I can't remember where it is. And the Bible says that the devil, you know, whipped them and they were naked and all that and ran out. So you have to know the name before you use it. You can't use a name that you don't know. You know, oh, I'm going in. You have to know that name, Jesus. It comes with all that it has. You have to know the name Jesus. And the only way to know the name, as I brought my Bible, is here. You could come to church. How many weeks is it in a year? Is it 52 weeks? We still can't teach everything. Even if you came 7 days a week, we still cannot teach all that in this Bible. You can get the foundations of it, but you will not get all. And most of the revelation, even as I was preparing this, I learned certain things that I never even knew, or things became more real to me, or I understood, oh yeah, that makes sense now. It's not just what that person said. I've taken that for myself. So the only way to know is to read this Bible. No matter how you read it, even if you don't understand it, just read a bit today. You don't have to get the gist of all that it's saying. It will come someday when you need it. Or someone else might touch on something and you think, oh, is that what that was? This word of God is for everyone. Because the Bible says, test all spirits. I can stand here and speak and everyone is like, oh, yes, you spoke very well. Well, if I'm not speaking the word of God, what's the point? So you need to test it yourself and know it for yourself. It's not just me, you know, rambling here and then walk away and then have this thing. You need to know the word of God, and it's here. Thank you.